Well, I have just returned from Cuba, seven days in Cuba, in Santiago on one side and Havana on the other. Cuba is a wonderful island country, very beautiful, but very sad because the people there live in extraordinary poverty, and they don't need to. I mean, they should be doing very well there, but after all these many years of communism there, things are very difficult. There's often places where I stayed, we didn't have electricity. Some days we didn't have water. There's very little gasoline. Medicines are very short. Food is difficult. And if you don't have electricity, you can't get money out of the bank. And even if you want to buy gas and you have money, the pumps don't work. And this is what life is like right now in most parts of Cuba today. So I do want to give you a quick update, though, on what God is doing in this wonderful country and how the Christians there are rising up to live out the gospel right in the midst of all these difficulties. The highlight of our time was a gathering of about 18 to 20 people from across the island, one person from each province of the island. We brought them together and we had them meet for the first time to create a bond, a cohesive team, where they were all understanding together what the mission was to be a part of this ministry to rescue the innocent, and to talk about ways that they were doing that in their own province or their own town, and talk about how they could work together. So you're really building a whole foundation for a much larger work across the island. And it was very, very successful. You may be wondering why I am holding this little stick in my hand while I talk to you. At one point during our time together, they each stood up and they shared a remarkable story, an extraordinary story of how a particular child and mother was rescued from the jaws of abortion. There's a reference in the book of Jude verse 23. Scripture says, "Save others by snatching them from the fire." And the stick becomes sort of the metaphor of how we are dry and ready for the burning, and yet by God's saving power, he comes and he snatches us from the fire. And in Jude, he's telling us to snatch others from the fire. And each of them stood up and told their stick story, an amazing story. Now, most of this is in Spanish, so I don't get all the details of it. But I do remember one story about a baby Moses that was born with his heart backwards, or the valves were backwards, or I'm not quite sure exactly what the whole medical condition was, but it had something to do with his heart being backwards. And so they had to help the mother have the baby, and then they had to help that mother get to a hospital in Havana where they turn things around and save that baby's life, and that baby is now doing very well. And of course, all the people in the village were excited because that child represented to them a burning stick snatched from the fire. And then each one of them kind of went around and they told their own burning stick story. This metaphor of the burning stick actually was made famous by John Wesley. You may know him and his brother Charles Wesley. They were itinerant evangelists and created a whole discipleship movement in the 18th century by helping people know the Lord, read the Bible, pray in a very systematic way. They were later on called the Methodists. It was actually a kind of a slanderous term at the beginning, but it stuck. But it was he used this verse about the burning stick as the metaphor for his whole life. When he was 5 years old, his house caught on fire, and he jumped out of a window into a man's arms who caught him just seconds before the entire roof collapsed and would have certainly killed him. And then, of course, later on, he became aware of his own need for repentance and how he was under the just wrath of God for his rebellion and sin. And he talked about how his saving grace was really God snatching him like a burning stick from the fire. And of course, that verse actually comes from the book of Zechariah, where we can read that God saves us like a burning stick plucked from the fire. So that's where he gets the metaphor. In that verse, we are the ones who are being plucked from the fire like a burning stick. And in the verse in Jude, it talks about how we get to go out and be part of God's saving, rescuing work in this world and to snatch others from the out of the fire. So here's the team that we've put together now in Cuba. And they're each going to go back against extraordinary odds with very little resources and continue to create their own local team using pastors, using doctors, using counselors. And they're going to try to take Cuba as a whole nation now and by neighborhood, reduce it from the number one place in the world where abortion is concentrated to number 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down to 10, 15, and 20. I think they're going to do it. And I think with our continued partnership with them, we're going to see Cuba, which has the highest rate of abortion in the world over the last 5 or 6 years, begin almost immediately to slide down that list and to leave a legacy for the next generation of Cuba of life. That's going to point them toward God's saving grace from snatching us from the immediate and physical death of abortion, and then later on giving them a testimony to God's saving grace from the fires of hell itself and become part of God's redemptive family. It's an exciting time, in spite of all the difficulties, to live in Cuba and for us to be working with so many wonderful partners in Cuba. It's going to be an exciting 3 to 5 years to see how this unfolds now across the island. And I encourage you to keep those people in prayer for their daily bread and for the courage and the compassion to go out and snatch others out of the fire. Thank you.